Grusendorf was one of four people interviewed by the governor for the Senate District B seat. He says he's not surprised she selected him. He thinks he answered the questions just the way Palin wanted.
I knew there was a very good chance that she'd select me, and I felt really good walking out of that interview that the questions she asked me seemed to be right along the lines of where I was at. I thought I fit the bill that she was looking for pretty well. They were broad questions. There were questions that relating to Juneau, industry-wise, road-wise, my support for ANWR, the opening of responsible exploration of ANWR, all of which I support.
Grusendorf calls himself a conservative Democrat who believes in resource development, particularly the Kensington Gold Mine, is the ticket to Juneau's economic future. He says he can hit the ground running because of his 14 years' experience working as a staff member in the Senate. Kurtula also was interviewed by Palin. She's taking a gracious look at what the party is calling a snub. Kurtula says Juneau representation in the Senate trumps anyone's personal feelings.
At the end of the day, we're going to work with whomever gets that seat, and I'm going to put my head down and get through this session and do the very best I can to get some, good results for Juneau. And, I fully realize that if I decide to run for that Senate seat, I can go file and earn it the old-fashioned way.
Juneau Democratic Party officials are lobbying Senate Democrats to reject Grusendorf's nomination to the Senate seat. Rich Listuszewski is Central Committee spokesman for the Greater Juneau Democratic District. He says local Democrats are asking party members statewide to help derail the appointment. He says Juneau party officials have never been contacted by anyone in the governor's office since the replacement process began.
Nobody. She has never communicated with the Juneau Democratic Party.
On March 5th, local Democrats forwarded Beth Kurtula's name for the Senate appointment to Governor Palin. On the 9th, Palin sent out a news release saying she would start her own process because she wanted more candidates. Grusendorf was dropped from consideration by the Democrats because he had not been a registered Democrat for a full year, one of the local Democrats' requirements, though it is not a qualification in state law.